Here was Sean McVay in his press conference earlier this week talking up the Houston Texans, his opponent, on Sunday at 3:25 Houston time.
They're a great team. You know, I think they take on the personality of their head coach, and D'Amico's a guy, physical, tough, they play smart, they toe the line. I think they're really, that's reflected in all three phases. You know, they have continuity in the defense and on the special teams where they've been excellent. And then I think they've been really dang good the last couple years on offense. Obviously took a little bit of a step back, but we know what a great coach Nick Caley is. They kept a lot of their great coaches that were already in place. You know, he and Jerry Schaplinski are really the only new guys as far as I know. It's excellent personnel. There's a style of play. There's a reason why they've been a top eight team each of the last couple years, winning their division and then being able to advance into the divisional round. And, they're excellent. We got a chance to practice against them a year ago, but everything that they're about is what I respect. And that's why we know it'll be such a great challenge. And that's what you love about the league.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun. That's one of the better matchups of week one. I will say that. For sure.
The little part where he caught himself there was that they've been a really good offense the last couple of years, and he caught himself, said they took a step back. I think he's probably a fan of C.J. Stroud and thinks that he's good moving forward. The big dynamic there is, look, he mentioned Caley, and it's understandable. I myself wonder, like, okay, well, how much does he know about Caley, and how much does Caley know about him? You throw all of that out the window in this situation, especially because McVay will change things from year to year, and they don't play any of their starters at all in the preseason. They get most of their work done in joint practices with their starters, so you're not going to have any intel, or if they're deciding to add any wrinkles or operate a little bit differently, it's really hard to see. I think the disadvantage for the Texans when it comes to the coach versus coach matchup, for the Texans, it might be that, hey, Nick Caley is trying to install an offense. He's putting it right out there, whether it's starters or backups or anything else. I think you watch what they've done in the preseason and figure, okay, this is at least the basic framework of what they're going to do.
The vanilla version of what they're doing.
Yeah. And, McVay's not going to read too much into it, but they've got some film that they can use to prepare their players with, where the Texans, you get less of it. You got last year's film, and you've got all of that. So you can work on the individual players, but the Rams might just have some wrinkles and some tricks up their sleeves that there's no way to prepare for it. You got to do it on the fly.
Yeah, we'll talk about that dynamic with Nick Caserio when he joins us in about 10 minutes or so here on the show. Texans executive vice president and GM. Two big players. We talked a little bit about this in headlines, but two big players for the Rams are going to be, this we know, playing with very little training camp under their belts. The first is Matt Stafford, the quarterback. He's had back issues, as we know. He's been taking epidurals for a disc in his back. This is Sean McVay, though, confirming Matt Stafford will start on Sunday.
Do you expect Matthew to start against the Texans?
I do. Yeah, he'll be good.
Will he participate in the full week of practice?
Yep.
And then did Alaric practice today?
He did. He looked good, and everybody was out there and accounted for. And so I'll have the full injury report for you guys on Wednesday, but expect to be everybody ready to go.
Okay. So and a shout out to Sarah Barshop, former Houston Texans reporter for ESPN. She now, that was her voice on there.
And she's asking about Alaric Jackson, the starting left tackle. Who's had blood clot issues.
Yep.
He's had blood clot issues throughout training camp.
Yep. So he was the other player that I was alluding to. So Stafford. Yep. Truncated training camp, and Alaric Jackson, as Seth just said, blood clot issues. One more from McVay, and then we'll get thoughts on what this means. Is Jackson, he expanded upon this, is Jackson ready for week one?
I think, we'll get a gauge to see how he feels. The answer is, yeah, that's the plan. We want to make sure that we're taking it a step at a time throughout the course of the week. But, he earned the right to be in the position where, you pay him. He was a huge priority for us to get him back. He's done everything in his power to be ready to go. This has always been the end goal in mind, is to be ready to go against the Texans. Now, it's a great challenge. We know what a great team they have as a whole, and especially great defense. But I do believe that we'll be at our best with him out there.
And you said, Seth, you talked to a couple people that cover the Rams yesterday, and they kind of got the shoulder shrug emoji going on right now.
I think that with both Alaric Jackson and Matt Stafford, they're not your typical routine football injuries.
No.
You don't hear that much about herniated, like a herniated disc for a defensive lineman or something is like, good luck with that. It's probably not going to work out. You're going to be on IR. For a quarterback, This is how I always feel about back injuries. It's not a problem at all until it's a huge problem. It's all or nothing. And if he's getting an epidural and he feels all right, I'm guessing that you should expect him to go out and play like whatever last year's version of Matt Stafford was, perhaps. Yeah. Not peak all pro Matt Stafford or what have you, but a pretty good NFL quarterback. But if he's taking hit after hit, and if he's under duress, even if he's feeling all right, there's got to be a little bit of a psychological apprehension there. And not to mention, he just hasn't played that much football this year, mm-hmm. in training camp. I really feel that the Texans, you don't have to overcomplicate this. The Texans pass rush is really good. They've got questions about the pass protection of the Rams and the health of their left tackle. That at some point in this game, it's probably going to turn south for Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
And at the very least, I think that the Rams are going to have to play a pretty conservative game plan and really try to lean into the run. I think they're going to live with the quick passing. Stafford last year, when healthy, did not do a great job when pressured. Mm-hmm. So now with a potential herniated disc issue, it becomes that much more important that they get rid of the ball quickly, that they probably keep extra people in protection. The thing that I worry about the most is just that if it takes – just two or three times in this game when Matt Stafford can figure out where there's a mismatch and they've got max protection, can he take a shot downfield? And that just because the coverage is right, the play call is right, if he's judicious and when he takes his shots, he's very much a threat.
Dude, the edge rush, I think one of the big themes of this game, the edge rushers on both sides have to be licking their chops in this game. Yeah. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, because you've got a debilitated quarterback who's being protected by a left tackle who hasn't really had a training camp yet. And then on the other side, you've got Jared Verse, whose cut-ups were making their way around the internet yesterday. Like, holy God, Ariante Ursary has to deal with it.
Well, and the other thing real quick, too, is because I'm so enamored of Jared Verse that I need to talk more about the other defensive linemen there. You know, the interior defensive line, Puna Ford's a really good nose tackle, and they brought him in. Braden Fisk, the rookie from last year, he's a very good interior defensive lineman. And then Robinson on the other side, the edge rusher, he's very good as well. So it's this brand new offensive line versus some really already established young players for the Rams. It's going to be one in the trenches.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Up next, we will talk to Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Nick Caserio. He drops by for his annual preseason chat with us. We'll get you ready for not just week one, but the upcoming season and all the stuff going on with the Texans as well. They extend Davis Mills yesterday. We'll ask him about that and a whole lot more. Nick Caserio is up next.